I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Israel is a democracy. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
Wow. There you have our Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, walking into the room where Netanyahu and his cabinet might be meeting. And not literally, but pulling a pin on a grenade, dropping it to the ground and walking out. Chuck Schumer, the USA Senate, says it's time for Israel to hold an election, get rid of Netanyahu. Now, he's going to caution the timing, but he's already done the damage. When our leading U.S. Senator for the Democrats, and of course this has to be done with knowledge of Joe Biden that this was going to happen, for him to stand in the well of the Senate and say, Netanyahu is an obstacle to peace. They had peace, if you recall, before October 7. And what happened October 7? Did Israeli Defense Forces rush into Gaza and start killing innocent civilians? No. It was 180 degrees from that, wasn't it? Hamas terrorist leaving Gaza, rushing into Israel, killing, destroying, raping, torturing, and taking captives. And the last report still holding 100. And Israel sent word, if you're in the northern end of Israel, of Gaza Strip, you need to move south because we're going to start our incursion for payback to destroy Hamas, and you need to leave that area. Many Palestinian citizens probably did so, if they could. Many might have been shot in the back because Hamas wanted them there to use as collateral damage, basically human shields, and if they died, they didn't care because it would count in the world stage against Israel. Are there questions to be asked about how Hamas was able to breach the border that easily and carry out such an atrocity? Yes. But you do that when everything is concluded. And yes, there are murmurs, even inside Israel, that Netanyahu failed. Everybody failed from the military aspect. But you're in the midst of this war still. And talking about a new election at this point, in my view, that amounts almost to treason. But, of course, that's for Israelis to decide. And yet we have a U.S. senator using his position as a bully pulpit to suggest it's time Netanyahu go. We know Joe Biden does not like Netanyahu. They've never gotten together. I told you from the beginning that when he finally got to Israel and met with Netanyahu and embraced him, almost to the shock of Joe Biden. Netanyahu reached out to embrace him. Biden looked like, what do I do now? I guess I have to hug back. And they were this close saying, we stand with you. But I told you as the days go on, there'll be more and more daylight between them. And look right now, we've got the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat, calling for Israel to consider elections, and the war goes on. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, March 14, 2024. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA back-to-back for you. We're here every Monday through Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we're also streaming video. You can see it at Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or Larry Connors USA, Facebook, Rumble, Twitter. And if you miss anything, everything is in later posted as a podcast, available at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. So Schumer comes forward today and makes that statement and basically states that Netanyahu is an obstacle to peace and maybe they need to have a new election. There have been words circulating for a period of time that something like this might have this come forward. But I'm looking at reaction so far, and obviously from the progressive left, the squad, they're cheering this on because they want to think of that all of this, if Netanyahu goes away, all the fighting will stop and everybody be happy again. You would be fools to think that. Now, if you're a diehard Palestinian Hamas supporter, yes, that's what you want. Quit pursuing Hamas. Let them continue to live. Repopulate. Do it all over again. There is a difference between Hamas and Palestinians in Gaza. Not every Palestinian is a member of Hamas. That every Hamas member is a Palestinian. And, of course, the cry for one state from the river to the sea would wipe out Israel entirely. And Chuck Schumer just basically gave the green light to continue to resist any efforts by Israel. When I saw he was doing this today, I had to look twice. I thought, surely not. But no, once again, here's Senator Schumer.
I also believe a majority of the Israeli public will recognize the need for change. And I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future. Of course, the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election, nor should we try. That is for the Israeli public to decide. A public that I believe understands better than anybody that Israel cannot hope to succeed as a pariah opposed by the rest of the world.
Schumer just called Israel as a possible pariah. The same terms that Biden used, referenced China, remember, calling them a pariah. And yet what happened? The Chinese leader came to the States, to San Francisco, and everybody was saying, how would that happen? How can we ever have a relationship with them if you're going to call them a pariah? And now you've got a standing senator stating Israel is appearing to be a pariah. One thing Chuck Schumer said is correct, and that is it's Israel's decision. So why the hell are you even mouthing off about calling for an election? You can voice your issue one way or the other about what they're doing or not doing. You're certainly entitled to do that. It's free speech in this country so far. But for you basically to say and encourage Israelis, maybe you should start demanding an election, and yet at the same time say, no, it's not for us to say and what you should do, but once again, Senator Schumer.
Israel cannot hope to succeed as a pariah opposed by the rest of the world. As a democracy, Israel has the right to choose its own leaders, and we should let the chips fall where they may. But the important thing is that Israelis are given a choice. There needs to be a fresh debate about the future of Israel after October 7th. In my opinion, that is best accomplished by holding an election.
And today, the White House unveiled new sanctions on Israeli individuals and entities for engaging in violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. The West Bank, which has also provided a haven for Hezbollah to fire missiles, rockets into Israel. And they want to say, the State Department stating these new sanctions are, quote, to promote accountability for individuals and entities associated with actions that undermine peace, security, and stability in the West Bank. And they do build on previous sanctions already against Israelis involved in attacks against Palestinians in the West Bank. And there's been a push to say the Israelis are basically committing genocide against Hamas members. Palestinians, actually, is what they're trying to say. And this is just beginning. More on this coming up in the next hour as well. All right, so here's a question. How soon will the Senate take up the House-passed bill which would ban TikTok if the Chinese Communist Party continues to own it?
The future of TikTok in America is hanging in the balance amid growing pressure from Congress. The House passed legislation yesterday that says the social media app needs to cut ties with its China-based owners ByteDance or risk a total ban. The bill is now headed to the very slow-moving U.S. Senate. So we want to take you to know some big questions here. Like, can this really happen if the Senate goes forward? How will it work if it happens? What will the impact be on the users of TikTok? If the Senate takes this up, yep, what are the impacts?
Well, Senate would have to pass it. President would have to sign it. There would be court challenges. But if all that goes through and ByteDance does not divest, the principal impact would be on the app stores. So Apple and Google would not be able to distribute new versions of the app. They would not be able to maintain or update it. Eventually, the TikTok on your phone would turn into a brick. People would stop posting. And TikTok would kind of go away. That's what happened in India when they banned it.
It would slowly die. And then do people stop using that type of social media or do they migrate?
Some of them migrate. Some of them go to Instagram. Some of them go to YouTube. Some of them go outside and read books and talk to their parents.
That is a CBS News report. And the speaker at the end is a former CEO of Wired, or editor of Wired magazine, Nicholas Thompson. And he mentioned that what happened in India? Yes, India did ban TikTok previously. You know what happened? When they had TikTok removed from their phones, they weren't able to get it anymore, update it and so forth. They went to other means, other options. And India created its own kind of video version available for use in India. But they wanted China out. Another question to Nicholas Thompson, and the answer is immediate.
The main thing people say, it's a threat to national security. Is it a threat to national security?
Oh, it's absolutely a threat to national security. There are three ways it could be used against America's national security interest. One, all of the data. They know where all the users are. They can track individuals. They can track populations. You imagine a conflict with China? How useful would that be? Second, propaganda manipulation. You can imagine just putting a little push on the algorithm so news that's bad for Taiwan gets a little extra amplification. Or third, perhaps most likely, let's just make Americans a little more emotional, a little more angry. And you could do that through the algorithm as well. So there are legitimate national security concerns.
And of course, making Americans angry nowadays is just not that hard. A feather drops. Oh my God! A feather drop. The sky is falling. Congressman Crenshaw was one of those who voted yes, the Texas congressman. Now, I want to point out to you, out of this vote that passed yesterday, with the majority of the House saying we want to ban it, there were 50 Democrats and 15 members of the GOP that said, no, we don't want to vote to ban TikTok. They said in part because it's an imperfect bill, hastily rushed, for reasons of that nature. Well, prior to the vote, Texas Congressman Crenshaw spoke on his concern.
I want to address all of my colleagues who I think are confused about the First Amendment, confused about the nature of TikTok, and confused about the intentions of the Chinese Communist Party. Let me explain this really simple. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them. That's how that works. They have a board member from the Chinese Communist Party on ByteDance. You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You'd probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms.
150 million to 170 million, depending on which count you want, Americans are, quote, addicted to it. And again, Texas Congressman Crenshaw, this is before the vote was taken.
The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean, and I don't want them to make money. So what, then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access to manipulate the minds of Americans? I don't think so. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill.
And reminding you again, the House voted to ban TikTok unless ByteDance, the Chinese Communist Party, turns it over to someone else. And, of course, now it goes to the Senate. In advance of the Senate vote, whenever they get around to it, I want you to get an opinion and few thoughts from Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt.
I'm also old enough to remember when people of all political stripes, including liberals, actually believed in free speech. That it was something that we believed provided a part of our national identity. What makes America exceptional is that we can tolerate different points of view, agree and disagree, persuade, be willing to be persuaded, that that's a core American value. I think what has happened in the last few years is this debate has somehow gotten off the rails about the willingness of some to actually censor because they disagree or they think something is threatening or they might be misinformation. That might well be true, but the government certainly doesn't have a right to tell you what you can hear and what you can say. It just doesn't. It's fundamental. And they also don't get to outsource that censorship to private parties.
Does that give you some idea where Eric Schmidt will come when the bill gets in front of the Senate? And, of course, there could be a lot of changes before it gets there. In our next hour, Louisiana Congressman Kennedy says Joe Biden is an inflation machine. While Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen mumbles some kind of defense for his $7.3 trillion budget. And before this hour's out, Don Lemon Fruitcake is back. After being slapped around by Elon Musk and also Twitter, X. And then the issue of, have you considered this? Some have, some are doing it with the intent of getting into the country, quote, legally. Getting married online, especially to a foreign national. And then coming to America. We'll explain how that's working before this hour's up. But first, how many Venezuelan prison gangs are going to be showing up at our open border? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Pigeons, they are everywhere, and they're very good at dive-bombing freshly washed cars. Wellington Environmental reminds you, those droppings are more than a nuisance. They can be a major health issue, especially massive droppings on buildings or in parking garages. So who do you call to safely clean it up? You do what many hospitals, universities, public buildings already do. You call Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental has been dealing with all kinds of hazards for 35 years. Special people, special skills, special equipment. Wellington gets it done. So to avoid health issues ranging from pigeon droppings to mold to chemical leaks, contact Wellington, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. 4930. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Border sources telling Fox's Griff Jenkins there have been at least 132,000 known gotaways since October of last year. That averages about 800 gotaways entering the country every single day so far this fiscal year. The immigration crisis is impacting the 2024 race as well. New Fox News poll shows former President Trump leading President Biden by 4 points in the border state of Arizona.
My party, all Republicans, are very, very worried that we don't have a secure border and we don't see any help coming from our Democrat colleagues. We see absolutely no action being taken by President Biden. In fact, he has said publicly that he plans on taking no executive order action in order to control and secure our border.
Now, that statement from Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer sums up everything. Despite the chaos, everything we've seen going wrong at the border, now stretching all the way up into New York City and D.C., and this president says, I still plan on taking no action. Right after his State of the Union address, he suggested, you know, maybe I'll take some executive action. But he's backed away from that if he even remembers saying it. I'm not trying to prey upon his possible dementia and failings of that type. I mean, I feel for anyone that's going through that, but they should not be the leader of this country. And he has the authority to reinforce our border and make sure that we lock it down as it had been. And then, of course, we have all these coming across. They're not being vetted anyway. And we know that we probably have numerous terrorists have come in. We have 150-plus countries identified of those crossing the border. So they're not all from Mexico or even South America or even Central America. They're coming from everywhere if they can get across the border. And as I pointed out yesterday, now we're going to see a flood of Haitians, which have already been let in to some extent, and now many more will be coming on claims of asylum, properly asking for asylum because of the hell that their country is going through. But But then we also have another issue that is ramping up, as Maria Bartiromo points out.
The Venezuelan gangs that we've been talking about are quite concerning. There are gang members in New York right now that the NYPD told us about. And a new report warns of a second wave of possible Venezuelan criminals crossing into America through the southern border. The country reportedly just released at least 100 inmates from Venezuelan prisons. Last year, there were more than 335,000 Venezuelan migrant encounters, less than 1,000 deportations. Can you explain this, why we've got 335,000 people from Venezuela coming to this country and we've only deported 834? How serious is this threat from Venezuelan gangs?
Well, it's very serious. All of us know about the murder of Lake and Riley, and the reaction by the president to it was really disgusting. We saw President Trump meet with the family, embrace the family. We saw President Biden barely mention it in his State of the Union speech and has had no outreach to the family. The alleged murderer is from Venezuela. As you said, Maria, we're seeing Maduro now has turned back planes that are trying to return Venezuelans to their own country as we turn them back.
As we try to turn them back, Maduro says, we don't want them. We're glad to have you take care of them. This is the same thing that happened during the boat lift from Cuba. And Fidel Castro opened his cells and said, go to America. Do whatever you want. Get out of our country. And many of them jumped on the opportunity. Now, it is possible that some of those who came after being released from the Cuban jails became American citizens, and they are doing well and doing lawful things. But we also know many did not. Now, coming from Venezuela, if they are coming through a march from Venezuela, I mean, they're going to go through Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Guatemala. There are numerous countries where they could stop and claim that we will seek asylum here. We're talking about those from Venezuela that are gang members. They don't want to do that. They want to come here. If you're going to fly direct, you're looking at 2,700 miles across the Gulf of Mexico, but it's a lot longer by land, but they are not interested in doing that. They want to come here, and I want to share with you a piece that was written out of a San Antonio news organization talking about Venezuelans. Venezuelans only now, what we're talking about. Tren de Aruga, a violent new Venezuelan gang that's infiltrating the thousands of migrants already entering our country. Many of them already here now. We have the government in Venezuela under Maduro basically throwing a bunch of them out of the prisons. They went into one of the prisons, took control of it back from that gang, and then set hundreds free. How many, we don't know. They're between 17 and 19 years of age. You know, and this, the gang ran the prison. They had a club. They had a zoo, even a pool for gang members to enjoy. They were running everything in that prison. It was not a real prison to that extent. There's a retired agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations for South Texas says diplomatic relations are hindering intel reports we need from Interpol. And he said at this time, we're seeing many of the gang members don't really have the tattoos normally associated with that gang. They've been told, if you don't have all the tattoos, don't get them until you get inside the states. You know what some of them are doing? Apparently they are wearing tattoos like MK-47 and crowns similar to those being worn by the Queen of England. That's how they're trying to disguise themselves. The FBI in El Paso arrested about 28 last year. And they say, again, they're taking advantage of communities and the migrants around them. And in San Antonio, they know they have numerous ones there. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office could not tell them how many Venezuelan migrants they had in jail, other than saying six, but they couldn't determine if they were members of the gang, because they don't want to be identified until they're free of law enforcement. These are some of those we know coming across the border. If we don't have enough issues already that Biden has done with the open border, those coming that are going to use up resources paid for by Americans, your schools, your hospitals, whatever you have that is available as an American, they're going to now funnel it off to illegals coming across. And now, of course, we had always been concerned about how many coming in are going to be terrorists that truly want to destroy America. And we knew there were gangs coming across, and now we're seeing more of the gangs coming across. They are going to destroy America simply by going after you and your family. They don't have to set off a bomb in the Capitol building. They just look for you and your family walking down the street, and you have what they want. Again, Nebraska Senator Fisher.
We're seeing now these prison gangs come into the United States. The Custom Border Protection has identified the tattoos that they have to try to help their agents identify them, identify more of them, because we know they're being sent to our country. But we're getting no help from this administration. We have had no help from this administration in securing our own border and protecting American citizens since Joe Biden took office.
And we're not going to get any as long as he's in. You know how you're going to change this? You're going to have to change the guy at the top. And, of course, you also need to control both houses of Congress. That means hold the House and expand the Senate. I just wonder how that statement by Chuck Schumer today is going to affect some of those in swing states that are facing basically conservative-type Democrats. They do not support what Hamas did. And here's basically Schumer, shall we say, interfering with a foreign election? Interfering with a foreign election. Yes, that's what I'm going to say. What would our reaction be? We already know, don't we? We've seen it happen already. If Russia or China makes any statement about our U.S. presidential elections. Everybody gets, why are you trying to influence? You're affecting it. It has nothing to do with you. Well, in their view, it does, because that's the one they have to deal with. But when Chuck Schumer, as we began this hour, stands in the Senate well and says, Israel is democratic. They hold elections. Maybe it's time for a new leader. Even while they're in the midst of a war, can you imagine anyone saying during the bombing of England during World War II, we're getting the hell kicked out of us by these German bombers nightly. Maybe it's time to replace Winston Churchill. The idiocy of the left is always amazing. And should I also remind you that Chuck Schumer is a Jew? I do not understand American Jews who go along with the idea that let's ease up on Hamas and the Palestinians. Nor do I understand a president that continues to allow our borders to be open as they are for what we're having. But for those who don't want to come, quote, illegally, which now is legal by the Biden administration, there's another way. Hey, you get something on your email. She's beautiful and says, I like you. You want to like me? And pretty soon, they're suggesting getting married online, which can happen. And then they get to come to America as a bride or even a fiancé. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I got an email which brought a smile. A woman named Mary wrote me, we are purchasing a new roof from John Beale based on your recommendation. I thanked her then. I do it again now. Mary, I only endorse clients I believe in, and I've been a spokesman for John Beale for 10 years. It's all about trust. So if, like Mary, you need John Beale, trust me. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
I like supporting local companies that give back to the community. For more than 40 years, Vincent's Jewelers has helped raise more than $1.5 million for local charities. So I'm personally asking that when you're shopping for jewelry, give Vincent's a chance. And in turn, Vincent's will give even more to our community. On Olive, just east of 270. New specials every day on vincentsjewelers.com or Vincent's Facebook.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA! That's a big game, man!
She's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
This is moving season for many homeowners and businesses. Contact my sponsor, McGuire Moving and Storage. McGuire will come to you, give you a free, honest appraisal. McGuire, fully licensed, insured, local or long distance, with climate-controlled storage. McGuire Moving and Storage has the Larry Connors USA seal of approval. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire Moving.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here comes the bride from Syria, from Palestine, from Japan, from South America, from Venezuela in general. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you can come into the country under a green card provision as a bride. Now, here's what pulled my attention to this. I get this all the time. Maybe it's just me. I doubt it is. I get notices on my Facebook, you know, messages. Mr. Larry, I like you. I think you and I are very common. Please contact me. Make me a friend. And after the friend comes the horse and carriage? Oh, I don't think so. No money either. How many of you get things like that from women you don't know, or women you get them from men, or men getting them from men? I'm not trying to be separatist and homophobic in the process. Everyone's being courted to some extent by foreign nationals looking for a way to come into the USA without having to go to Mexico and stand in the heat and go across the line and maybe find a better way, and that is, why not get married? There is a website, and I'm going to give you the name because I can't really tell you the story without stating it, but I'm not encouraging it. It's called Courtly. Courtly, like you're courting someone. Their idea is getting married is complicated. We simplify the process and provide everything from the officiant and the paperwork that's necessary to get married online. Get a marriage license, complete everything online in minutes. You set the date and time, we'll provide the officiant, and they say, they claim, or are boosting 99% success rate. Our legal online marriage certificates are accepted across the U.S. and in 150-plus countries. By the way, this group is based in Utah. Just pointing that out. Now, marriage is a way for immigrants to come into the U.S., and get a green card. You know what a green card basically amounts to? Let me go through it again for you, just for the background. What qualifies you for a green card? It would be family first preference. It'd be unmarried adults age 21 or older who live or at least have one U.S. citizen parent. Family second preference, F2A, spouses, unmarried children of a green card holder, as long as their children are younger than 21. Then you have the F2B green card, unmarried children age 21 or older of a green card holder. Now that F2A, spouses, that's what's being utilized here at this point. The U.S. Immigration Department on the Marriage and Marital Union for Naturalization, Chapter 2, you don't think I do my research? States in general, the legal validity of a marriage is determined by the law of the place where the marriage was celebrated. Under this rule, a marriage is valid for immigration purposes in case when the marriage is valid under the law of the jurisdiction in which it's performed. So you live in Missouri, or you live in Texas, or you live in Nebraska, and some woman in China sends you, "I like you. We should get to know each other," in broken English, even on typing, not even speaking. And you fall madly in love. Now, I'm not going to prejudge who you love and who you fall in love with. That's not up to me. That's up to you. But you got to be aware of the scams that go with this. And some of it may just involve money, that we will get married. But then also it's a way to come into the U.S., and then they can get a divorce, but here there is a, at this point, they're a married citizen for a period of time. After 2 years, well, here's something else they point out. With the method to marry a non-U.S. citizen, you and your spouse must file different forms, blah, 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 one of them being an online non-immigrant, or rather non-immigrant visa application. Your spouse will undergo a medical exam, an interview at a U.S. embassy or consulate that might be closer to wherever they live in some foreign country. That can take a while, but you'll get a green card that will give you, they will give to you when you arrive in the U.S. This courtly online marriage certificate and allowance, they claim 99% success rate. Their rates are going to vary probably depending on how long it's going to take and from where the spouse might be coming. But if you marry a U.S. citizen, how long does it take for them to actually get a green card? Well, after 2 years, you have to fill out another form, remove the conditions of residence, and you get a permanent green card. If you've already been married for 2 years, when you are interviewed for your initial green card, well, the card will be permanent anyway. So you can get married online, and they never come here for 2 years. And then they come in, and obviously they got married simply so they could come to America. That scam has been going on a long, long time. And, of course, we had a lot of that going on as well during our service in Vietnam. A lot of servicemen fell in love and ended up getting an application to bring them in as a bride, which was perfectly acceptable. And again, it's not the issue of if you love someone or don't, but are you really just trying to scam the system? Some were, some weren't. Some have turned out to be magnificent families, productive Americans, and generations after them have been the same. But there are those always looking for a way to hook their way into America. I'm looking at a piece that someone asked, how do you protect yourself when you marry a non-U.S. citizen? Good question. The answer is being provided by a group that claims with its title, What to Know About Immigration and Your Prenup, because the question was, can I get a prenup after marrying a non-U.S. citizen? The answer with an exclamation point, yes. Yes, you can. Prenups can be extremely helpful for people that are sponsoring their partner who is not a full U.S. citizen because it adds an extra layer of protection. Now, I don't know how that fits with this online marriage operation. Can we add a prenup to that? they'll probably make it work. That's going to be a little extra dollars. You know that. You're not getting anything for free. The one you're marrying and bringing in, you're paying all their fees, so they're getting a lot for free. And then basically, what is the process for marrying a non-U.S. citizen, aside from what Courtly says they can do for you? Well, there's another group called Boundless Immigration Guides. And it points out marrying a foreigner for money is illegal. Uh-oh. Well, that might have been the entire intent. Maybe you do need that prenup and pay extra money for it. That's assuming, again, you can enforce it. But if you are still having someone marry you or you're marrying them just to get them in, maybe they're offering you money in return. Hey, I will give you $5,000. You marry me. I come to the USA and I get a green card as your wife. That's illegal. That discussion then is not between your lawyers regarding a divorce and what prenup agreement you had. That's between you and the USA. So you marry a foreigner for money, that's illegal. And those participating in immigration fraud can face up to 5 years in prison or a fine of up to $250,000 or both. Well, gee, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you should just go ahead and cross the border because it's open now. Now, for those who have married someone and they're waiting to bring them in through proper immigration procedures, they're being pushed back and paperwork stacking up because of Biden's open border policy. So it's very possible a couple is truly in love. The man goes to some country, finds a woman, they fall in love, they want to get married, and maybe they get married there, but still getting her into the country might be another issue, or they decide after they hear, okay, now let's get married, or it's the other way around. It's a woman going to another country. But if at any point they say, you know, I will marry you and help you become a U.S. citizen for X dollars, then you've got a money exchange issue, and that's a violation. The immigration requirements for marriage, basically, they ask, can you marry several? Well, no. The U.S. spouse would need to file for a spousal visa, and until that's approved, the foreign spouse will remain outside the USA. There'll be no honeymoon at that point. And then, of course, here's the other kick that you need to keep in mind. Why am I going through all this? Well, because our open border policy is one way for folks to get in, but there's this other thing underlying. And some of it's absolutely legitimate, and they need to be properly ordained and properly recognized, and they have every right to be here as a spouse. But paperwork is all jammed up again because of Biden's chaotic border situation where there's spending more time printing out parole papers for Venezuelan gangsters coming across. You're free to move about the country. Oh, and that particular Venezuelan that's charged with killing the young nursing student in Georgia, as Biden said, Lincoln Hope Riley, Venezuelan, had been stopped at El Paso, remember? Got a parole paper by Border Patrol agents, he and his brother. Got released into the U.S., go to New York, gets in trouble again, picked up by New York City police, but they don't hold him. They don't hold him till for the Department of ICE to get there, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They release him, and then he goes down to Georgia, where he is now charged with killing Lincoln Hope Riley. That's one of many such cases that have taken place by illegals we've allowed into the country under the Biden open border policy. And then, of course, marrying someone and helping them become a U.S. citizen, if you're truly in love, by all means, follow your heart. You may still want to protect your money. Just a word of advice. But you're going to do what you want to do anyway. But what if you just want to not yet get married? Let's just kind of try things out. How about a fiancé? Question, how do I help my fiancé become a U.S. permanent resident? Well, a U.S. citizen who wishes to marry a non-U.S. citizen or permanent resident can help the fiancé obtain permanent residence in different ways, which would, again, be going through paperwork to try to get one of those green cards. And again, if a marriage is determined by the law of the place where the marriage was celebrated, the marriage would be valid for immigration purposes. Getting the fiancé in would be showing that we are going to get married. Here's our intent. Here's our plan. And can we have a green card? Well, now, again, the green card says specifically unmarried adults age 21 or older who have at least one U.S. citizen parent. That would not fit in this case, would it? What about spousals and unmarried children of a green card holder as long as the children are younger than 21? No. Unmarried children age 21 or older? No. But there are still other ways to work around it. And that's where online mating and dating come together. Well, they suddenly decide we can make this happen for you if you just send us the money. The Boundless group I was telling you about, they point this out. When choosing the option to get the green card, transfer a temporary visa to a green card through a process called adjustment of status. You need to get married, register your marriage with the state or county where the wedding took place. Now, if you're in two different countries, you're going to want to say the wedding took place wherever you are in the U.S. And you can get married online. You can get married to someone who's in a prison. And it could be video. Whether or not you get conjugal visits depends upon the prison system. But they also point out one Customs Immigration Service law, the 90-day rule guideline, used to determine whether green card applicants applying from within the U.S. misled government officers when they were granted visas and admitted to the country. So temporary visa holders who marry or apply for a green card within 90 days of entering the U.S. could find their green card applications denied and current visas revoked. And then they may find it hard to get a U.S. visa in the future. So if you're one of these who gets constantly bombarded by beautiful women, handsome men, or anybody who says, hey, I like you, you like me, we should get married. And you want to fall for that, and you want to send money, and you want to set it all in place, you got to keep in mind, am I violating any federal laws? But after all, why do we worry about immigration laws at all anymore under the Biden administration? We shouldn't. We shouldn't bother at all. It's pretty amazing where we are in this country right now. Before we wrap up this hour, Don Lemon Fruitcake was back on CNN and NNN.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, so Don Lemon goes on CNN talking about an interview he had with Elon Musk because he has his own show on Twitter. Now it's been canceled. Oh, Don Lemon Fruitcake doesn't like that. We're going to get more of that story for you in our next hour. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.